You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracles, coming to the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, January the 27th at 7 p.m., 9221 Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie, with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God uses powerful signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his meetings.
You're going to be willing to take some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
All are welcome. Bring the oppressed, bring the sick, bring those that need deliverance from demonic bondage.
I overextended it at work. I just overdid it. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
Jesus, I can hear. Jesus, I can hear.
More information, visit our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord and miracles still happen.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help.
Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy.
Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen. You got an assignment on your life, but it's not up to God to come down from heaven and make you get up out of bed on time. God is not your alarm clock. Take your iPhone, set your alarm clock, and get up on time. It's your assignment. It's your responsibility. Go do your job and go to work every day. It's not God's responsibility to balance your checkbook. No. Everybody's like, Oh, God, why did you forsake me? I can't make my car payment. Well, maybe you should have signed up for Financial Peace University and took a class. It's your responsibility. Oh, my amens are definitely gone now. Come on, somebody ought to help me. Praise the Lord, amen. It's not God's responsibility to pass your exam. Don't go show up for college when it comes time to take a test and go, "Oh, dear Lord Jesus, please let me at least get a B- on this thing so I can finish." How many know if you didn't study, you ain't getting a B-? That miracle ain't going to happen, Jack. We got to learn the skills for our assignment. Amen? Cultivate them. Train yourself. Prepare yourself for the dreams of your life. Take responsibility for your assignment. Your assignment ain't going to show up and you ain't going to automatically just be blessed supernaturally to do your assignment if you didn't get ready for it. That's why people, when they win the lottery, they win $5 million, they'll be broke in 2 years. Somebody else that earned $5 million knows how to keep it because they went through hell to get it. Pastor's cussing now. Y'all come on now. Somebody shout. He said, Adam, I'm putting you in the garden, but it's yours to tend. If it's going to produce, it's going to produce because you took care of it. Come on, huh? He said, well, Pastor, you just act like it's all up to us. We just have to do everything in the kingdom. It's all up to us. You just want us to work. We got to do everything. Come on now, Pastor, just help us. Listen, how many of you want strawberries in St. Lucie County? You got to go take a strawberry seed and put it in dirt and plant it. That's your part. You say, well, what's God's part? Well, it's his dirt. And he's the one that sends the rain. That's why he said we are co-laborers in the kingdom. Are you in business with God? We're doing it together. We're in business with God. It's called Father and Sons. Praise the Lord. No, I feel the Holy Ghost. Everybody all right? It's not you doing it. Ain't God doing it. It's us doing it with God in conjunction. And us taking responsibility for our assignment. If God don't send no water, then the strawberry seed ain't going to grow. But if you don't put the strawberry seed in the ground, when the water comes, it ain't going to grow. That strawberry seed sitting up on the shelf in your jar, I don't care how much dirt is in the earth and how much water comes down from heaven, ain't nothing going to happen to the strawberry seed because you didn't put it in the dirt. Is this all right? Y'all all right? Is that just too easy tonight? When you realize you've got an assignment on your life, then it's easy to actively engage this world. The reason why people don't engage the world is because they feel like they have no purpose. The moment you recognize that you are divinely purposed for something in this life, then it's easy to get up off your bum and go out and engage the world. It's like a natural step. I got a purpose. What am I going to do with this purpose? Then we begin to take responsibility for the life that God has given us. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. That means that we have to learn how to act in ways that are consistent with our faith. Somebody say, I need to accept responsibility for my dreams. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said this, action is never initiated by thought. Say that with me. Action is never initiated by a thought. Action is only initiated when I'm willing to take responsibility. You can think a thing all your life and never do it. And most people do. Most people dream about being something great. Dream about a certain dream job or a certain career, but they never take no action. They have the thought. They picture themselves all dressed up. They picture themselves cashing the paycheck. They picture themselves living the great life, but they don't take no action that corresponds with what they're dreaming about. Come on, huh? There's a lot of things we think about. I go on a diet sometimes, but I think about going on a diet a whole lot more, and that's pretty evident. I've been thinking about dieting for 7 years. Very seldom does it manifest because I don't always take action. And the reason why I don't take action is because I'm susceptible to Pringles. Praise the Lord. Just being honest with you tonight. Is that all right? I've learned that lesson repeatedly. It's okay, I'm just being real. Is that all right? You can't say you believe something and then do something different. There has to be corresponding action. Otherwise, your faith is worthless. You got some people that say, well, I forgive them. They hurt me so bad, but I forgive them. But all they do is go around and talk about how they got hurt by them. They didn't forgive them. You know? I forgive you, brother. Turn right around. You know, I forgave him for what he did to me because it was so evil what they did. And I'm over it now, but let me just tell you how bad it was. You forgive nobody. Come on, huh? I mean, are you on a divine assignment from heaven? It's not the things you think about. It's the things that you act on. And we have to learn how to take responsibility. That responsibility, when you take it, will always lead to action. Praise the Lord, huh? The proof of maturity is responsibility. You want to know if somebody's mature enough see what they're responsible for. If you got somebody that's in your circle in your life and they ain't taking that responsibility, that just means they're immature and ignorant. And I'm not trying to be mean, but that's just a fact. People that take responsibility are mature. People that don't take responsibility are usually ignorant or they're immature. They haven't fully developed. They're still waiting on everybody else to take care of them, somebody else to be responsible for them. Most of them people have a victim mentality too. It's always somebody else's fault for their problem. I'm telling you what. How'd this happen? What happened? How'd you get here? Well, my mama. Well, my dad. Well, my boss. Well, this. Well, that. It's always somebody else's fault. That is a clear sign of immaturity. Well, I felt the air go out of the room. Are y'all right? Number two. I must recognize I am a spiritual activist. So we don't like that word in a church because we always associate that with crazy people throwing Molotov cocktails in the street. But there's something about, yeah, I mean, no, Jesus was an activist. He had everybody talking. Who is this? He was an activist, amen? An activist is somebody that uses vigorous effort to bring about change. Vigorous effort. Not lackadaisical. Not just going along to get along. But somebody that vigorously goes after it. Somebody that's passionately pursuing it, amen? In other words, it's the cause. It's the reason. They got motivated by a cause, and they put their life behind the cause and their fight. We've seen some of that going on over in Iran today. Millions of people out there in the street fighting for a cause. They're activists. Come on, somebody, huh? David said that. David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? David was an activist. You mean worship David? David that was taking care of the sheep? Loving David? David, God after man? Yeah, he was an activist. He showed up down there at the mountain and over the valley where Goliath was. He showed up in there. He said, who is this uncircumcised jerk coming against the army of the Lord? What will be done for the man? And then he said this, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason to go into battle? He said, I fought a lion, I fought a bear. Is there not a cause? He said that to his brothers. His brothers thought he was full of himself. What are you down here, you little loudmouth? You just coming down here to show out. David just went right on past them. He said, wait, just forget about you. Is there not a cause? See, I think sometimes we need to ask ourselves that question when it comes to our purpose in life. Is there not a cause? Because if we don't keep asking ourselves the question, is there not a cause, then pretty soon we don't take responsibility for our life. And we feel like we have no reason for living. And then pretty soon we think, well, this whole Jesus thing, I don't know. I don't know about all this. I mean, it's okay, but I feel like I'm so clamped down. I can't do anything. I can't have any fun. You know why you feel that way? Because you haven't taken responsibility for your life and you're not fighting for the cause. You're being selfish. I know they ain't going to preach this everywhere, but I won't preach it here. Come on, huh? Moses was a spiritual activist. Good old Moses, Pharaoh's adopted son. He walked up and saw the people being persecuted, the slaves are being persecuted, and he recognized that he too was a son of Israel. And he said, I can't stand this any longer. And he was willing to walk away from Pharaoh. He killed a guy and became on the top most wanted of Pharaoh's list. Top 10, most wanted, Moses. On the run, in the wilderness. Praise the Lord, amen. Nehemiah was an activist. He'd go out at night and survey the city. And the Bible says this is what they said about Nehemiah. I love this about Nehemiah. He was so upset about the condition of the city. The Bible said that he wept until he couldn't weep no more. Have you ever cried so much you can't cry no more? That was his heart that was pounding in his chest. There was such a motivation for the cause of the city there. The people were on edge and everything was falling apart. Nehemiah said, I just can't keep sitting in my palace. I can't just keep watching this. My brothers are vulnerable. I can't keep letting this go by. And the Bible says he got together a band of men. He said, we're going to go rebuild the walls of the city. Is there not a cause? Come on, somebody. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Look, touch somebody and say, are you a spiritual activist? Are you a spiritual activist? I mean, Martin Luther King was born at a time in this nation when the KKK had the highest membership ever in the history of this country. Come on, somebody, amen? When people of color and other ethnicities were being beat with water hoses and strung up in trees. And he said, you know what, I ain't backing down. Is there not a cause? And changed the policies of this nation forever because he dared stand up and say, is there not a cause? In this country today, is there not a cause? 50 million babies aborted before they ever had a chance to breathe air. Is there not a cause? Marriage under assault. We got more people shacking up today in the church than ever in the history of the church. The covenant of marriage being tossed aside. Is there not a cause? Kids growing up without parents. Families broken. Children destitute. Is there not a cause? Now we got men using women's restrooms and women using men's restrooms. Is there not a cause? I mean, we're living in a crazy world. Kids indoctrinated in school. Little boys changing their name to little girls' names. Boys wearing dresses and girls wearing boys' clothes. Is there not a cause? I mean, is anybody seeing this? Is there not a cause? Come on, amen. Christians that work in public places and for government jobs ain't allowed to talk about Jesus. I mean, think about what's happening. We got generations of families that are stuck in poverty. Generation after generation that can't even take care of their basic needs in the most wealthy country in this world. Is there not a cause? We got political correctness run amok. You can't even joke around no more. You can't even have fun anymore because somebody's going to be offended and sue you. Praise the Lord. And nobody wants to take responsibility for the mess our government's in. Everybody just keeps pointing fingers. Come on, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason to stand up for Jesus? Is there not a reason to declare his good works? Is there not a reason to fight? Is there not a reason to have a purpose tonight? You got the Middle East boiling over and the whole world about to erupt into a war. Is there not a cause? Come on, amen. I'm telling you, man, this house, this ministry is mission focused. And you've got to decide, are you going to sit on the sidelines? Are you going to declare, is there not a cause? Are you going to become a spiritual activist? Or are you just going to sit back and be a spectator in this life? Martin E. Mueller said this. He said, first they came for the socialists. And I didn't think to speak up because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the workers of the trade unions. And I didn't say anything because I didn't belong to the union. Come on, amen. Then they came for the Jews. I didn't speak out because I'm not a Jew. And then they came for me. But there was no one left to speak for me. We're living in desperate times in this world, and we've got our head in the sand as the church, living our little lives in our little Christian bubble. And I'm telling you, the world needs what you have. You cannot afford to be self-centered and focused on all your issues all the time when there's a call of God on your life. Mordecai told Esther, he said, you're beautiful. There's this edict that's gone out. They're going to kill all the Jews. Maybe you were born for such a time as this. Is there not a cause? Maybe God set you aside to change a generation. Maybe God saved you and put you in this house or put you in this school because there's some kid or there's some family that needs what you got. Is there not a cause? You know, when Hitler marched across Europe, 85% believed that Hitler was wrong. They thought his policies were wrong. They thought his motivation was wrong, but nobody stepped up and said anything to him. They thought his attitude towards the Jews was wrong. But people remained silent, and the silent majority sent 6 million Jews to a gas chamber and 30 million more Jews to concentration camps. This is the world we're living in today. Y'all understand this? When Mao began to march across China, they had the witness of Hudson Taylor in China. Revival was spreading across, all across China. Mao showed up, and everybody remained silent, and he took over the whole nation and slaughtered 60 million people. Who kills 60 million people? Listen, there ain't but 350 million people in the United States of America. Can you imagine if 60 million people were murdered? People remained silent. A nation that had revival fires burning in it, decimated by one man. Come on, help me, somebody. Because the silent majority was a bystander. Because the church sat still on a pew and was focused on their own little issues and would not take responsibility for their assignment. This is real stuff. Come on, Michael, jump on the keyboard for me. Pastor, I didn't want to hear all this tonight. Listen, you need to hear this tonight. You need to understand that your life was meant for a whole lot more than you think it is. Come on, number three. Followers of Christ impact their generation. Followers of Christ impact their generation. John 15, 16 says this, "You did not choose me, but I chose you. The reason I chose you was so that you could go bear fruit." See, God didn't choose you so you could just sit around on your butt and do nothing. He chose you to bear fruit. The fruit you bear will always impact the next generation that comes after you. See, Christianity is generational. God ain't got no grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen. You might have grandchildren, you might have great-grandchildren, but God don't have grandchildren. If we don't do what we're supposed to do in our generation, then the next generation will not know. He called us to bear fruit. I'm not talking about fruit in your own life so you can just go around and have your head all blessed up. I'm talking about fruit into the next generation. So that the life you leave a mark on the people that are coming after you. So now, God didn't just save you so you could die and go to heaven. He saved you because you have a purpose. To save someone else. To give somebody else Jesus. To go day in and day out. And demonstrate the love of God and bear fruit everywhere you go. Jesus said, I come to raise up people that don't return evil for evil. Our natural instinct is to return evil for evil. Somebody does you wrong, do them wrong back. Somebody smacks you, smack them back. Somebody was rude to you, be rude to them back. Jesus said, don't return evil for evil. I want you to go bear fruit. Show them a different way. Return good for evil. People do you wrong, do them good. That's a hard thing to do, ain't it?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help.
Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy.
Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines from the darkness.
Awaken.